Hey guys, this is Everdust Utopia, and this is the aftercare for the Getting Me Drunk and Taking Me Home audio, specifically for people who don't have the easiest time or don't really enjoy the topic of non-con in their content. I'm really, really sick right now, so we're gonna keep this as short as possible. Okay, I apologize for that, but I am struggling. So first off, this is a pretty dark audio, even with like the wholesome first half. It ended up being a pretty depressing ending, and sometimes that's just the kind of thing that I want to hear or experience. It's just something sadder, and if that's not what you're into, I just want you to know that that's okay. You know, this kind of thing isn't really for everybody. If you ducked out, if you didn't want to listen to the whole thing, or if you kind of recognized right away that the audio was not for you and you skipped it, I want you to know that that's okay. It doesn't make you any less of a person. It doesn't mean that you are broken. It doesn't mean you are missing out, okay? It just means that you've recognized a healthy boundary for yourself and you've maintained it. And I think that's something that's worth being proud of. There's very little to discuss in terms of the logistics of non-con in this audio. It is a very clear-cut, black-and-white case of non-consent. I tried to be deliberate about that. I didn't really want to be the person to discuss where do we draw the line when it comes to alcohol and consent, and freely given consent, right? So, you know, I think maybe, hopefully it's helpful to hear. I would say from the same voice, but let's be real, I do not sound the same as I did in the audio. But at any rate, it might be helpful to hear from the same individual, at least, that this is not, you know, an acceptable way for people to be treated, with the physical force and the manipulation with the drinking and all that stuff. You know, this is in real life unacceptable behavior, right? This audio is created as a fantasy for people to enjoy purely as a fantasy, right? Which is one compartmentalized thing, but something that I think hopefully we all are able to do is to take a step back and look at a situation like this and recognize that it is wrong. I would never ever endorse anybody being treated like this, whether it's you or me or anybody that we know or anybody that we don't know. At the end of the day, everybody needs to be treated with respect and have their boundaries respected, and you know, consent is absolutely mandatory. So, I hope you're okay if you listened to this and you didn't have a good time. I just want you to know this was created as a fantasy. I'm okay. But again, I hope it is helpful to hear from me that, you know, acts of non-consent are absolutely, you know, unacceptable. So, all right, I'm going to call it here. Sorry for the short aftercare. I know it's sad. Normally I would discuss this for a lot longer, but I'm not feeling well, so I'm gonna call it for now, and I'll see you guys in the next one. All right, bye.